Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware
and I'm here with Mum.
How are you, Mum?
I'm okay.
What have you been up to?
Well, I went to a great book launch last night.
Oh, yeah.
And my friend Monique Charlesworth wrote a book called Mother Country.
Oh, yeah.
And it was in my best bookshop, Dawn Books.
And did you go for any nice food after?
I did. I went out with my godson, who treated me to a
sweet,
delicious meal at Fisher's.
Oh, nice. What did you order?
Well, he had Dover sole and I had halibut, so we averted the schnitzel.
I love Fisher's.
Yeah, I love it. I love the atmosphere. You feel like you're abroad. And then we shared a dessert.
What did you share?
We shared an apple strudel that was so delicious that I think I'm going to have a go at making one with ice cream.
I had a life-changing cruffin.
Half muffin and half crumpet.
Yeah, it was a blood orange cruffin. And it was from this newt hamper, which was very nice. But these, I haven't stopped thinking about these blood orange cruffins. And I guess blood oranges, how long are they in season for? They're in season right now.
Yeah.
It was outstanding. I ate two.
Of course you did.
No regrets.
No regrets.
What are you cooking tonight?
I've done, actually, our Alice said, do something easy.
Our producer, Alice, who we love.
I forgot how not easy this was, but never mind. I've done it before. I'm doing chicken with miso, lime, ginger and chilli.
Yeah. And then what is the pud?
Oh, the pud.
The pud you've been excited about doing.
Yeah. So I tasted something and I think I've followed it from the ingredients. Well, I've made it up.
Where did you taste it?
Cote Brasserie.
Oh, Cote Brasserie. You are the...
Yeah.
You're keeping it going. Yeah.
So it's... creme fraiche and some cream whipped up, as if you're going to make an eaten mess, flavoured with coffee essence, the old-fashioned camp coffee essence. Then it's got broken meringue in, candied hazelnuts, and a chocolate sauce on top.
So it's kind of different version of an eaten mess, but a like nutty, chocolatey version.
Yeah, nutty, chocolatey,
and
coffee version.
Creme fraiche with the cream, that's a nice, it kind of gives it a bit more tartness when you've got the sweetness.
And the coffee, it's just gorgeous, I think.
I'm very excited about this.
I am too.
Seems like one that people could do at home.
I think it's so easy.
I am very excited about this. I'm going to have a glass of wine in a minute. It's a Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Friday night. We should introduce the guests. We have a couple. We haven't had a couple for a while, I don't think.
We did. Greg James.
That was in like series two and Bella Mackey.
Yeah.
We have Joel Dommett and Hannah Cooper Dommett coming up. He has probably one of the funnest jobs on telly, hosting The Masked Singer. They also have this podcast called Never Have I Ever, where they take on a new challenge each week. So one week they will go and... go plane spotting. The next week they'll go and see Magic Mike. The next week they will go to the airport without anything booked and go on a holiday. So basically they are doing quite a lot of fun things. It's quite exciting. Joel actually has got a stand-up show straight after this, so we're like feeding him before he goes and does stand-up, very sweet of them to pop in before he goes and does that.
So kind.
We're really excited. It's Hannah and Joel coming up on Table Manners.
Great.
Welcome to Hannah Cooper Dommett and Joel Dommett.
Thank you.
Thank you
for joining us. I've seen you on the radio this morning and you've got a gig later. You are very busy.
I'm very busy, boy.
Booked and busy.
But it is my pleasure to be here and to eat with you. I'm really excited.
But you've also recorded a podcast today as well.
Yeah, we've done a lot today.
We've done a lot of talking today.
Yeah.
What was the activity today?
Today we decided that we are going to Comic-Con tomorrow, mm-hmm. and we discussed Cat Cafe. Mm. We did Cat Cafe last week.
We went
to
a cat cafe.
Who has the ideas for the... do you both take in turns, right?
A bit of both.
Who had the idea for Comic-Con?
Comic-Con was a listener suggestion.
It was a listener this week. So that sort of saves us when we can't think of anything. Yeah. We get to the end of the week and we're like, we've done everything on this planet.
Yeah.
And then we're like, Comic-Con, cool.
It's actually all right. It's a, you
that's
going to
be quite good.
Could be terrible, but that's what's fun
Do
about it.
Do you factor in where you're going to eat, and is that very important within your excursions?
Everything I do, I'm like, is there snacks? Is there food involved? That sort of is the only reason I do this.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what sort of food are we
talking
about? Can I take food in with me if I'm bored? Is that a solution?
Yeah.
What has been the worst idea?
What has been the worst? Weirdly, the ones that you think are going to be bad end up almost always being good.
Low expectations.
And the ones that you think are going to be brilliant end up being bad. The genuinely, one of the best things we've done on the podcast was plane spotting.
Oh, yeah. It was a balmy day, though, wasn't it?
It was a balmy day and a great picnic.
There we go.
You probably look at that. What's that thing on YouTube? Do you remember when the planes couldn't come land because it was so blowy?
Yeah.
And the man was filming them and everyone just sat the whole day and planes were bouncing backwards and forwards.
It felt like plane bingo. And if we had one that didn't land and took back off.
And took back
again,
off and we were so we were excited. Like,
oh! And is there a whole community of
there was loads of people out there, and they're all there, just kind of with their suitcases, weirdly. And I don't know whether they're coming straight from a flight. I don't know, but
they had.
Did they share their picnic with you?
They have like no. Everyone's very separate. No, everyone has their own part of the field. It's very strange.
These are this plane spotters.
Would you go back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Next summer, you've got to pick the right weather. Mm-hmm. But I had my little tartan blanket. Mm-hmm. I was like, hello, little sausage rolls.
Maybe you could do that anywhere.
True.
Without the plane.
True. That is true.
I could do that in our garden.
That is a good point, actually.
You could just go to Amsterdam.
Your dad used to take you to Biggin Hill.
Yeah, and where
year.
Is he now? There we go. So you've been on the radio this morning.
Yes.
Girl. You were really... really loving Tom Grennan.
I was too much.
And Radio 2 are really like going for this
really
bromance thing.
Leaned into it, haven't they?
But it wasn't just you. You and Spence Matthews were both vying for his love.
This is so bad. I do like Tom. He's such a nice man.
Love the new single.
I really love the new single. I really do love... I always do have a habit of doing this. Whenever I'm on a show, I end up promoting the other people's stuff more than my own. Because I like find it really fun. I like to be like, your new single is so great and stuff. And then I leave and I'm like, I forgot to say anything about the thing that I'm
talking
about.
Yeah, I actually don't know why you were on, apart from being like cashier leader for Tom.
I'm just his little sidekick.
I heard about Spencer's documentary and Tom's, but I actually missed what you were on.
I was on to talk about Survivor. I'm the new host of Survivor, which is quite exciting. But
what's Survivor?
It's the number one...
In America.
In America, it's the biggest reality show in America, and it's now the number one reality show in Australia as well. And
No pressure.
But if it doesn't go well, it's my fault. And it's really simple. It's just they're on a really remote tropical location, and you have two tribes who compete against each other for like immunity and rewards, and they have nothing. So they have to sleep on the floor, make their own shelter out of the trees that are there.
Oh,
and
I've
it's a bit
it
Lord
America.
Of the Flies, and I'm a celebrity,
exactly.
And like
and traitors.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's maybe.
Very
and
similar.
Traitors.
But it's very similar to traitors. Yeah.
So that's so exciting. Do you know where the location is yet?
Yes, it was Dominican Republic.
Oh, it's just been there.
Oh my God, you must share stories. You're going to say it was awful.
No,
we were in a club there, we did nothing.
Okay.
That was a bit like Survivor.
Yes.
All inclusive.
Surviving and all inclusive.
Surviving with the champagne.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great place to go.
I'm really excited. It feels like a real I feel real pleasure that the BBC have sort of trusted me with it, because it's quite a big show to be trusted with.
You're also going on a lovely holiday.
I'm going on a lovely holiday.
Are you not going to go?
We're going to like combine some trips, aren't we? Yeah. So that we can go and at least see each other a little
bit. See each other and continue
on. Also, I just want to have a better tan than you if you're away for that long.
I'm determined. The hotel's got a gym. I'm going to come back so tanned and so ripped that my wife is going to just
not leave you.
Absolutely.
Not leave,
not leave me when I get back.
How long have you two been together?
Almost 7 years. 7 years in December. That's a long way away, but 6.5 years, I'd say.
We got married right before COVID, so that we learned a lot about each other.
Yeah.
We immediately went into lockdown and realised that we'd never made that many dinners together.
Yeah.
Was that a sad and worrying realisation?
It felt very real. It felt very married. The amount of dinners that we'd had together, because before that we were always travelling and separate, and it was kind of like the fun part about it is that you wouldn't see each other for a while, and then it all still felt exciting, and then
we went, they were locked down.
We were stuck with each other. Opposite each other at the dinner table going, what should we have tonight? What should we do tonight?
Are you good cooks?
We have improved, I'd say, since lockdown. I hate talking about the L word, but yeah, we...
through like box meals learned, those recipe cards taught us to cook, because I'm under a lot of pressure because Joel's mum is an amazing cook. And as a result, your sister-in-law has stepped up,
and my dad is like essentially a professional chef.
They're all good, so I'm at the bottom of the rank, so I've decided to just bow out
and just to be appreciative of the food.
I can't compete.
No,
Penny Domit's lasagna is amazing. Your sister-in-law's now got, you know, she's rivaling her own. She'll always come with a homemade dish, and I'm like, guys, here's the wine and here's some baked goods that I didn't bake,
and
they'll taste
the
amazing.
She brings the banter.
I think that's really important, and also to not feel like you need to compete. You're comfortable. Yes.
I will let your sister-in-law have it. She can take the reign. I will never compete with
your mum. Do you think there was competition?
I think there is. I think your mum would love it if I was a better cook. Do you not think? No. Every time she's come round, we've ordered in.
Nando's.
Do you feel judged?
Can I say
that? You can. Safe space.
Would you judge me if, like, your daughter-in-law was a bad... Not a bad cook, but like
I wouldn't care.
Do you think I should
risk it? That's what I keep saying. I'm saying, you know that like you're a good person. She knows that I'm with a lovely human being.
So I could be a bitch, but an amazing cook.
Yeah, I'd rather have the other way.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's fine. I think that's absolutely fine. But I do want to know about your mum's cooking now. What is what's a memorable dish for both of you from your mum?
Well, very different. So my parents divorced when I was younger, but my mum was a farmer's wife. So my mum's cooking.
So your dad was a farmer?
Yeah. So my dad was a farmer. So I grew up in sort of a farming home.
What about?
Near Gloucestershire.
That's the right place.
That's where all the Leighton's own lot are going now. Stroud.
Oh, really?
Oh babe. Proper trendy.
Oh, trendy now, are we? We had a dairy farm. So my mum was sort of a farmer's wife. And so the meals that I grew up having were very sort of like homely, stews.
Shepherd's pie.
Mince and gravy.
But we all did that.
Did you love it? Delicious. I loved it. Lasagna. The kind of meals that last till the next day, you know, you reuse those ones. And then...
did you milk the cows?
I do remember riding the cows, weirdly. not in a sexy way. I remember, like, my dad... This is basically my only memory of the farm. It's like my dad leading me down the road once and putting me on top of a cow. Thinking about it now, very irresponsible.
Why did he do that?
Who knows? Maybe I was the first guy to ever tame a cow.
Yeah, maybe.
How old were you?
I have absolutely no idea, but I would assume very young.
Did you enjoy it?
Clearly I remembered it.
Was it traumatic? Usually the early memories are the traumatic ones.
No, they're not.
Yeah. What's your first memory?
Being in a pram, my sister pushing me. Yeah.
Okay, that's not traumatic. What was your first memory?
My first memory. Do you know what? It's food related.
Yeah.
Dad loves spicy food. Left the Tabasco lid slightly open. I was at an age where I'd put everything in my mouth.
Traumatic.
Wow.
Joel, what's your first memory then?
Riding a cow.
I was sexually abused by a cow. That's all I remember. That's all I remember about it.
So it's okay. Your mum does really great, homely, like gorgeous meals. What's your memorable dish from Joel's? What's Joel's mum's called?
Penny.
What's a penny dish for you that has just been like, I'm bowing out of this battle?
It's the roast. It is good.
It's good.
The crumble's very good.
Crumble banoffee pie.
Oh, it's good. I
don't like banoffee pie.
Did you tell her?
How do you not like it?
Do you know
it's
the?
So good.
Is it the banana?
It's the banana. I'm not a big toffee, caramel toffee person.
Okay.
But you all love it, and I feel really bad because I'm coming in as the outsider, and I just have to agree. And I'm not a massive.
It
dessert.
Is a lot of toffee on it, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's
it's a condensed milk.
One of my earliest memories, again to go back, this might be traumatic again.
You rode ostrich.
Banoffee pie. was my mum used to cook the condensed milk in the tin.
Yeah, you do.
You used to be able to get it.
You can get it ready made,
right?
Yeah, but you can put it in a tin and just boil it.
What happened? And she left it, and then the water went down, and the condensed milk exploded all over the kitchen. So she was like having to, you know, literally get like paint scrapers to get sort of banoffee off our roof. Oh, that's one of my earliest memories.
Hey, Hannah, what about your childhood? Yeah. What's a really memorable dish from your childhood?
It's so different to your upbringing because I was brought up in Holland. So my mum's Dutch and my dad is English. So we grew up in Holland, and Dutch food is like a thing in itself. So you, for breakfast, you have
cheese.
You can have cheese. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm. Yeah.
You have this thing called haagslag, which is, slag. Haagslag, which is like chocolate sprinkles, what we'd use for cake decorations, essentially.
On bread.
Yeah.
How delicious.
Well, that's kind of like what the French having their goûter with the Nutella and bread.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you can get, it's all different type of sprinkles. So you can get dark chocolate, white chocolate. And there's just aisles in the supermarkets in Holland of different chocolate sprinkles. So when we came here, we'd like looked for chocolate sprinkles, and they come in those tiny containers, you know, for cake decorating. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, we're going to need a hell of a lot more of this. So we just, every year, we'd go and visit family, and we'd just bring empty suitcases to Holland, and we'd bring food back.
Chocolate
sprinkles.
That's fascinating.
We'd go through airport security, and they'd go, can you just open your suitcase? And there'd be 20 boxes of chocolate sprinkles. And
did they think you were smugglers?
Yeah,
they never checked within the boxes. How do they know?
Yeah.
How old
were you when you left Holland?
I was 5. And so,
but you don't have a Dutch accent.
No, my mum does. Mm-hmm. But my mum would carry on talking Dutch to me in the playground, around friends, and I'd say, stop talking silly, talk properly.
Oh, don't.
I know. It kills me now. I can still understand Dutch, but I can't. I think it's a confidence thing about speaking it. But there's loads of random foods. So you'd have your dinner at lunch. You'd come home from school. You'd have your dinner at lunchtime as a family. And then in the evening, you would, Lenny, you'd have cheese. You'd have cheese. Like, you would have cheese and ham, cheese on bread. Like, it was just different. When we moved to England, it was a little bit more structured. I knew Monday was vegetable night, so I'd always try and get invited to a friend's house. That's really good. So I'd be like, oh no, I'm going around a friend's house to play. But it was very much more, it was healthy, but it wasn't homemade.
Yeah.
It was more sort of sweet and sour chicken, and then, you know, maybe beans. I mean, I've survived, I'm healthy, but it wasn't Penny Dommett level.
Mm. I'm really obsessed with you two as a couple because you are looking into each other's eyes like you are just meeting each other for the first time.
We don't talk. Like, we don't talk any other time than podcast.
It's really like, I can feel the chemistry. You really like each other. You obviously really fancy each other, but like, you are kind of mad about each other.
We do really like each other still. That's really, we do make each other laugh a lot.
It's nice.
You look at each other, you kind of, it's really lovely. It's gorgeous.
We are at 7 years, and that's when the itch happens.
Yeah, I suppose so. No, we do generally like, I mean,
I respect you.
We always say we feel like we met each other at the perfect time. I feel like I don't really necessarily believe in the one, you know, because that's ridiculous.
Okay. Is this the first you've heard of that?
Yeah, the first that Hannah's heard about.
There's a story after
there's
me.
There's someone else that's out there for me. I'm just going to find them.
Can I ask?
Sorry, you just missed him saying that he's got the itch. He was about to go and have an affair.
Oh, my God. But I want to know where you met.
We met on the internet. We met on Instagram.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who slid into who?
Well, it wasn't a dating app.
She slid into yours.
She slid into mine.
Mm-hmm. So you really love to tell everyone about it.
Yeah. Where had you seen him? Had you seen him perform? Had you seen him on the telly?
It was. Did you read the book? The year that Joel was in the I'm a Celebrity Jungle.
Yeah.
As a contestant. But I was not living in this country. I was living in Miami. I mean, you don't get ITV. I say this every time.
So you didn't vote for him?
I didn't vote for him. I didn't know who Joel Dommett was.
Just like Meghan Markle didn't know who Prince Harry was, exactly.
I deleted all my tweets. You'll never know. But then I got home and it was coming home for Christmas and you were doing your Lorraine Loose Women press stuff post-Jungle. And I saw an interview that you were doing. And you just seemed very happy. You were drunk. And I was into it.
Yeah.
And you just seemed
you
very
drunk on Lorraine.
But it was because of the Australian time difference.
Okay. I was going to say a bit early.
Yeah, she was like, that guy drunk in the morning, he's for me. and then we sort of messaged back and forth. And
so you said, I loved you being drunk on Lorraine. Let's go for a drink.
It was pretty much, I went onto Joel's Instagram, just tried to get a little bit of a background. I just had nothing to lose because I genuinely didn't know. I think if I'd watched you in the jungle, I probably wouldn't have messaged you because I would have felt like I knew you too well.
Yeah.
In a strange way. But because I sort of thought, oh, this guy's cool. And Miami, the dating scene there is very loose and it's very... Everyone dates for years and they're not in a relationship. They're just like, I'm dating four girls.
What were you doing in Miami?
I was working, so I model.
As modelling that. But why Miami?
Do you do lots of swimwear?
It was at the time. It's hard to believe when you look at the limitless breasts here. They're not...
Chic fashion breasts. Yes. Thank you. We like fashion breasts.
Oh, I like that. That's such a good phrase.
Chic.
There's bras for fashion breasts. And that's what my forte was.
Okay.
So I was out there doing that. And then I came back and, and I had this loose attitude to dating. And I thought, what's the worst that could happen?
What's a loose attitude exactly?
No expectation, you know?
Oh, I see. Yeah. So you just go with the flow.
Just slide into.
So you're not really picking someone out with their credentials. You're not ticking off.
No.
I'll have eating chocolates. I'll have a... Yeah. Try that
celebrations
one.
Package. See, I'm going to have a bounty.
Yeah,
and
see
then
how that goes.
I think that's important, no?
Yeah.
I always think that you have to sort of have a celebration box of dating because you need to know once you get to your favourite.
You need to know that you don't like the bounty.
Yeah. So he definitely, he wasn't the fudge. No, the bounty's my favourite.
Were you going to say fudge?
No, he wasn't the fudge.
Fudge, see? But then my least favourite is the bounty.
I love the bounty.
This has gone quite far.
I
love the bounty.
So really? What's your favourite?
My favourite would be...
Don't say the Malteser.
No!
It's so good.
The little crunch in between. It's better than Maltesers. It's better than
the original
Maltesers.
Because it's got chocolate with a little
crunch. Hannah, important answers, come on.
Don't judge me, but I'm a Milky Way girl.
Oh my God, those are the ones that get left behind us. Save them for the grandchildren.
I'll take them off your hands. Eat the edges.
What's
take the top off.
Oh, I should have brought them. I've got done past the parcel for the kids' birthday and we left all the Milky Ways, so I should have brought them around for you. Oh, I'm sorry. There is someone for everyone.
Actually,
I like Twix.
Yeah,
you
strong.
Don't.
I do a little bite-sized Twix.
That's what you have with a cup of tea.
Absolutely. Anyway,
I've actually met you before, Jesse, and this is going to be bad.
That's really embarrassing. It's not embarrassing to you.
Because you wouldn't remember.
Was I drunk?
I'm going to remember it. Again, the reason I remember it is because it was traumatic for me.
Oh my God.
Not in
was
a terrible
a
way.
Are you about to get me canceled?
You were lovely, I promise you.
I'm going to remember this as soon as you tell me, come on.
Right. So I used to do MTV News.
Don't pretend, Jesse.
Right. And I remember it because it was so like...
Did you call me Jesse J?
No.
Okay.
Kind of the the Just opposite been. Of it. I went. It was at this it was at the Armani shop. This event
I
thing.
Was doing, and nobody listened.
Yes, and yes. It was really hard. And I was sort of very new as a comedian at the time. So I was a comedian, but then they gave me this MTV News job. And so I was like trying to entertain the crowd, and they all just stood
They're
there
horrendous.
Really bored. It was really horrible. Remember, it was you, Connor Maynard was on.
Oh, and I remember him.
And I went off on stage, and because no one was listening, I was really panicking. And I went, everyone, yeah. And I reeled off the singles that you were doing at the moment. It was really mean. I went, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Jessica Ware.
Jessica!
And the whole of the audience just looked at me and went, Jessica?
What is my name?
That's my name. I know, it's not what you're known
and
you
got,
as.
And you got a laugh.
But it wasn't, and I felt so...
Oh my God.
Just because it rolled off the tongue wrong, and I felt so embarrassed.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry for you.
15 years
Does it feel better to let it out?
Oh, and so good.
I forgive you.
I've thought about it every day.
Oh my God, mate, that was a hellish gig. Good. You so for both of us.
God.
So don't worry.
Stole your jacket.
Yes. Oh, this is really bad. Basically, for this event, they said because they kept at that point when I was on MTV News, they would always hint to me because I didn't know anything about telly at that point. I knew nothing.
Did you know about music?
I kind of, but not really.
Why do you think you got the gig?
I have no idea. It's genuinely the same nowadays when I get given the Survivor job or any of these jobs, Masked Singer. I'm like, why me? I mean, I feel very fortuitous, but I'm like, I don't get it. And at that point, it was the same. I was like, why have I been given this job? And I would literally just host the news every day in like this, just a T-shirt I found in my cupboard that was all crinkled up. And they kept on being like, Joel, we're going to give you a voucher for some clothes that you can go buy some clothes so you look nice on the telly. And I'd be like, okay. And
they're lucky to have a handsome Joel.
Like, you're handsome.
Cheek.
Wow. Back in the day, you were a
bit more rugged.
Puberty.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah. Did you have Joel? Joel looks very different.
Without beard. But they gave me, for that event, they gave me an Armani suit.
Yeah, it was fab. Yeah.
How fab. Right. That was worth
did
doing
you,
it.
And did you keep it?
But then the week after, they said they wanted it back.
They didn't.
So I had to give it all back.
They didn't.
And then the same day that they wanted the suit back, they said they weren't going to renew my contract, and then they didn't want me to be at MTV News anymore.
Trauma.
And so I just kept the suit. And I've still got it to this day.
You just felt like a big fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I'm having the suit.
Yeah.
Have you worn it again?
I have, yeah. It still fits me.
Is it because you said Jessica Ware?
Jessica Ware.
Is that why you're right? I mean, there's no coincidence there. A week later, you got sacked from
It was actually me.
How dare you?
I'm sorry, now I've got it out of my system. I'm sorry. You lost your job because of me and nearly the Armani suit.
Out.
You kept the Armani suit.
That's brilliant.
I kept it.
You should have worn it tonight.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
Did you lose lots of weight when you were in the jungle?
I did, yeah.
How much weight did you lose?
I lost a stone, and I haven't really got sort of... At that point, I don't really have a stone to lose, for sure.
Because you're not a big bloke, are
no.
you?
What's the food thing? Horrible, it's, or did you just get used to it?
It's real. That's what I would say about it, is that people... assume that you're given snacks or something, and that but you're really not. It's you're so hungry, and you're just surviving on sort of rice and beans and this tiny little thing. You basically sort of eat twice a day, and you're just a tiny little bit in a pot. And when you do well in the trials, you get a little bit extra, but it's often quite hard to eat. So I was just like skin and bones. I really was.
I didn't watch your series. Apologies.
That's quite all right.
But did you do well?
I came second.
Okay, so you did great.
That is very good.
It's almost like when the X Factor, who won?
Scarlett Moffat that year.
So you're the Harry Styles.
Yes.
Yeah,
you're the Harry Styles.
I'll take that. I'll take that. Yeah. It was really amazing. I feel like I sort of went in there very an unknown person. No one really knew me. I was just a sort of comedian at that point and did MTV News and a few tiny other TV things.
Stole
not really much.
Suits, you know.
Stole some goods, got in the jungle, and, you know... But it's gone really well afterwards.
It's been really well.
I feel very
so
lucky.
So it makes kind of sense that you do Survivor, right?
Yeah, it feels good. Like we've been binging the Australian version at home together.
It's so big. People that love it, I mean, it must be beloved because it's been going for so long.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're hooked now?
Well, we've already
done 4 episodes this morning, didn't
you? Yeah.
Not because you need to for work, but...
Yeah, technically.
Yeah, no, I love that when you have to do research.
Yeah, exactly.
With popcorn in the day. There's nothing better than daytime viewing. Oh, and it's like a level of guilt. Yes. It's like bunking off.
We say that.
Yes.
We're like, Sunday, we're like, after breakfast, should we just watch telly and have a cup of tea? And we're like, oh, it's the best.
So good.
We need to get out more.
Where do you live?
We live like... southwest London, okay. So a bit further, sort of near Weybridge way.
Is this true? Because I was in, when I was listening to you on the radio, I was in a cab, and so this guy, I was like, yeah, I'm actually meeting this guy tonight who's on the radio, and he went, Joel Dommett, and I said, yeah, and he went, used to live in Peckham Rye.
Yeah.
Picked him up once.
Oh my God.
I know.
All of these connections we have.
I know.
When I first moved to London, I was like 19, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I just knew I didn't want to live where I grew up. So I just kind of moved to London. I knew one person who I met at MIT, and I just lived in a room in his house for like, it was £60 a month.
Wow.
Right? And I remember thinking, I can't afford that, that's too expensive.
Oh, wow.
And I remember I'm asking him, like, I want it to be 30. And he was like, no.
He was like that.
Please
tell them what you ate every day.
I used to eat so badly. I used to go to Sainsbury's and get the Taste the Difference cookies.
They are really good.
The really good ones, the raspberry ones and the white chocolate.
So you weren't that poor because they were Taste the Difference.
That's pretty good, Taste the Difference. I was so poor, I could only afford to Taste the Difference. And I used to know where our local Sainsbury's, what time they would cook the cookies. And so I'd go there when they were fresh out the oven.
You were unemployed then.
I was very much unemployed.
Okay,
just living off cookies. I used to just live off sweet stuff. I didn't even know that you were supposed to like eat... proper, like, and I used to buy,
you
like,
you had all these bloody stews. You were like,
I know.
And then you'd buy these pizzas, and you said that you would get tins of tuna.
So I lived in Elephant Castle, I had a Lidl opposite me. So I used to go in, I used to buy these pizzas, and then buy tuna and just put the tuna on the and put loads of extra grated cheese on top.
A Neptune pizza.
Put it in, and in my head, I was like, because I put so much extra cheese on, it would bulge over. I'd put it in. I remember at the time, I was like trying to get fit and go to the gym. And in your innocence as like a youngster, I remember thinking, oh, this is healthy because tuna's protein.
Yeah,
whereas
it
you're
is.
Completely discounted, in fact, on a pizza with cheese on top, mountainous amounts of it.
Then a whole vanilla New York cheesecake.
New York cheesecake. You used to buy the whole thing from Tesco's.
Tesco.
And then just go in with a spoon and eat the whole thing.
So he went.
I'm not dead. Sainsbury's.
How you're not a beast. Taste the Difference cookies. Yeah. Then you'd walk to Lidl for your pizza with tuna, and then you'd go to Tesco for your vanilla.
He likes to spread it about.
Yeah.
You were too unemployed.
Yeah.
You had so much time to go to three supermarkets.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So even though you're not the greatest cook, you've lived in Miami, you lived in Holland, do you appreciate good food? Do you like going and eating out? Like, tell me some of the spots in Miami that you used to eat at.
I do feel like I am a foodie, which was very hard because I've been a model for so many years over my whole 20s. I was saying this to you the other day, it's like, actually, when I look back at my 20s, I feel... like I suppressed so many opportunities of amazing food. Like, I love tacos, they're my favourite food in the world. Tacos and sushi, I could live on for the rest of my life. But actually, in hindsight, until the lockdown happened and pandemic and that I sort of stopped modelling, I looked back at my 20s and I was like, I definitely ate. I was a commercial model, so I did catalogue and like more smiley stuff. So it wasn't super skinny editorial sort of models.
Catwalky stuff.
Catwalky stuff. So I got away with eating. It sounds ridiculous saying that. But you made so many subconscious choices when looking at menus. I was just like, well, I have to have the salad. I have to have that. And I just think, God, I've missed so many great opportunities in restaurants because I'm not a massive gym goer. Like, I don't have like an amazing relationship with the gym. So it's just easier to make those sacrifices in food rather than, which in hindsight, I'm like, I should have had the burger and worked out.
Yeah, there's still time.
But yeah. Now, then as soon as the pandemic hit and I also turned 30, it's been like so liberating because I've just, now I don't think about it at all.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm making up for lost time. Sometimes it's a bit worrying. I know you think when I order stuff, I'm like, and this, and the side, and that. I'm like, my whole 20s, I've like not done it. Enjoy so now it. I'm like, God, life's too short. I have the 3 meals.
I want to know about your first date after the DMs happened. Who chose the food location and what did you eat?
We went to Shoreditch House, for a posh members club, isn't it?
John was showing off.
I was showing off.
Were you impressed?
Huh? I would too.
Yes.
I pretended I wasn't impressed. We were also both late.
We were both exactly on time. The amount of late, it like matched each other. We were both 8 minutes late. So I knew we were meant for each other. We were both exactly the same amount of late.
So you saw her, did your jaw just drop?
Well, he'd already seen her on the
gram. Yeah, but in real life, it's different.
What did you think when you saw me?
Slightly shorter than I thought.
Oh, my God!
I am tall.
You are tall. She's taller than me.
Did you say you were taller, Joel, on the...
I don't know whether I did, but people do all say when they meet me in real life, if they've seen me on television, they're like, oh, I thought you were taller. Yeah.
You're shorter than I thought. Can I get your autograph?
Yeah.
Literally. That's terrible.
Everyone says it. Yeah.
And what did you say?
Sure, and cry into the like.
But it's not. It's not.
You
I'm
didn't
not
say
short.
It to him.
No,
though.
No
it's
of
like
not.
I'm like 5'11 and a half, which it has gone down.
You're
half
not
an
six
inch,
foot, basically.
And she is six.
Right.
So.
Okay.
God damn it. Again, that was.
But you've got a. You know the
fringe.
Hand.
The quiff.
Yes, the quiff is getting.
That's
bigger.
What he includes in the 6 foot. That's the problem. It doesn't count.
So what did you share spaghetti like Lady and Tramp? What
we
happened?
We weren't going to eat. We were going to have drinks and it was around Christmas and I don't know why we just had all the drinks that we'd never had before. So we had a mulled wine.
Oh my God.
We had
this
mulled wine.
Not the way you should
Irish
go.
Irish coffee.
Oh yeah. My God.
A gin and tonic.
I haven't had an Irish coffee since. I don't know why I thought cool guy. I've been like, can I have an Irish coffee? As if I thought that
you
was going
to
be like sexy.
Winter slightly.
What time? An Irish coffee and
And what time of day was this?
It was like in the evening. Yeah, I was a bit jet lagged because of Australia still.
Oh, so that's the Irish coffee.
So I was like trying to kick myself into action a little bit.
I don't think espresso martinis existed. Well,
no.
Oh, so it was like. As soon as you got off that plane, you were meeting each other.
Oh, he was keen.
Oh,
too keen.
He had jet lag for God's sake.
It wasn't that sexy. I actually had to turn you down.
Yeah, so this is a very spicy story, and you're welcome to tell it, Hannah.
Are you going for the... I don't even know, we can leave out the X-rated bit.
No, please don't.
No, Tanner, come on.
So,
it's Friday.
I basically, I actually had another... program Dave? That I, no. I made okay. after the jungle and then so I made that for a week and then I said to Hannah, I was like, I'm back from this filming, I would love to meet you, we've been texting for probably a week or so.
I land Wednesday morning, do you want to meet up Wednesday night? And I thought, he's in Kenya. I thought, I come back from Liverpool and I'm jet lagged, let alone Kenya. I was like, this guy's going to be no fun if he's that jet lagged.
But did you say yes?
So I went, no, sorry, I'm busy. I wasn't. I just didn't want to immediately sound available.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so I was like, no, sorry, I'm busy, but I am free Thursday. I thought, is he going to make the time for me? Is he that serious about it? And that's it. And he was like, okay, fine. And I forgot about it.
And then I went instead on Wednesday on a date with my ex-girlfriend.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
You're getting at the grass,
Brent.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm not stupid.
So she went on my tagged photos.
My spidey sense was like, I know that he had Wednesday night free because he asked me out on a date.
Yeah.
So he's just come, he's clearly on the dating scene, so I thought this guy's out on another date.
So did you look at his Instagram?
I sound like an absolute psychopath.
It's a bit kind of you. You're being quite Joe at the moment. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want a night, because then you lower your expectation, don't you? So I just
She's a CEO of dating.
Exactly.
Yeah. Managing it. She's CEO.
Thank you.
So I went on Joel's Instagram. I'm fine to say this because we're married now.
We're married now. All
if
worked
it didn't
out.
Work out, I would sound a little bit psycho. And I saw on his tagged photos that he was at Winter Wonderland, and I thought, he's on a date.
That does sound... Winter Wonderland is a date.
I think you got the better date, though, babe.
Yeah, true. I definitely got the better date. But
How did you know? Because people are taking pictures with
you. You don't go to Winter Wonderland with your mates, do you, you fool,
Jessie? Schoolboy era.
Schoolboy era.
What have I taught you?
The next day when I met up with him, I just thought, this guy's just dating around.
He's a player.
He's a player, but also he's a comedian. I'll have a good night. Let's have a couple of free drinks and we'll go home.
Yeah.
But after the Irish coffee and the mulled wine and all of that stuff.
Did you kiss first then?
Well, Joel didn't want the date to end. So we went to another restaurant.
Went to Dr.
Did you eat at all?
Oh, because it's open 24 hours.
Yeah. Did you eat?
So then.
After all that alcohol.
Did we eat there?
At Duck and Waffle we ate.
Yeah.
But Joel, you have to take a lift that's very fast.
To the very top.
Yes.
And Joel's scared of heights.
Oh, fuck's sake.
So that was his move.
Jesus.
Grabbed me in the lift and kissed me.
Yeah.
I like that.
And I'm frightened. Hold on to me.
It sounds.
You didn't say that,
Charles.
It looked to her as if it was like passionate and just he grabbed me, but in reality it was because I was scared of heights and I just needed to grab something. and I was like, just distract me from this.
I was like, whoa, okay, this guy's forward, but it worked.
And I was, yeah.
Oh my God, I think that's great.
Did you get out of the lift or did you stay going up and down?
We just went up and down, up and down.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's great.
It was lovely. Yeah. And now we're married.
Yeah, well, another food-related first date thing was the third time I'd met you. That was our first date.
Yeah.
Then we'd gone, you took me to a TV recording on the second date. God, left me in a green room with Lionel Richie. Yeah.
Not Lionel Richie, Lionel Blair. You can't get those two mixed up.
Were you dancing on the ceiling?
Who sounds better? Wait, Lionel Richie. You left me in a green room with Lionel Blair.
Bless him.
The whole evening. So our second date was not with you.
It was with Lionel. Yeah. Really, did he dance?
Great.
No.
He did a little bit. You know when he was waiting for his cab, he did a little bit of a tap dance.
Oh, I love him. He was like... It's such a... I cannot believe that you're still with me.
And our third date.
That is cringy, actually.
Horrible. I basically was like, I'm doing a live...
Such a green room.
Yes.
I'm really famous. I'm going to take you to a TV recording.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
But then our third date...
More fool you, Hannah, because you're still here, babe.
Yes.
What's the bigger fool? Our third date, we'd agreed that we'd spend New Year's together and we were going up to Cornwall.
Oh.
So I...
Third date.
I was going to go back... I was going to go back to Miami in January. We basically had 2 weeks to date. It was like, we either go for this or we don't.
Yeah.
It was great. Again,
what was in Cornwall?
Your mates.
My friends were doing... They were just like,
you were meeting
a house
the friends?
Yeah.
I've got nothing to lose.
I love this. You're like an adventure, thrill seeker.
I want to know as much as I can as soon as possible. Because then you just don't waste your time.
I love that.
I can get you probably in a little bit of trouble, but I think it's like... Otherwise, you waste 6 months and you haven't met the parents, you haven't met all this. But this was too much.
Yeah.
On the third date.
Oh, yeah.
I took the train, met you halfway. You were going to pick me up because you just had your Christmas at your family. And you picked me up in your car and you said, do you want to go to my dad's house? Do you want to meet my dad? And I went, no. We're driving past. We might as well stop in for food, shall we? And I went, I don't think that's like, I think that's too much. And you were like, nah, it's fine. He's made us some lunch. So I was like, you've already said we're going, haven't you? So I met your dad on our third date. And your dad made spaghetti, which is like the worst possible meet the parents meal.
Nightmare. Yeah.
It was everywhere. And that was the third date.
Okay, but so when did you propose?
I know.
A year in. First of January.
You know, fourth date, yeah.
Which, that was too soon as well.
A year in you proposed. I thought I would have thought it would be bloody, you know, Valentine's.
It was a year. It was the our year anniversary. So which is so insane to think about it now, because in my head, when we were together for a year, I was like, we know each other so well, let's be together forever. And then now you look back and I'm like, we did not know each other at all, at all.
Oh, it seems to be going all right.
Oh, it's so wild. I wrote a book. I was writing a book at the time, and I wrote a book about the people that I'd dated and slept with, right?
Oh, my God!
Why did you decide that to be your material?
Well,
had you been hopeless?
But it was basically me.
I know.
He's lucky you are with him.
Were you like material for the book?
I can't.
Did you need an ending?
Yeah, that was the ending. So she was the ending of my book. So I used that as a framework for the book of all the stories that
Carrie
were going to be in.
Carrie Bradshaw, mum.
Yes, yes.
Oh my God, to think.
And so I wrote this book with that, and the framework was the people that I dated. And
did you have to ask her?
I changed all their names and stuff, so it was okay. And then I used that was all the sort of chapters with the names of different people, and did that that way. And then
there was a lot of chapters.
And then I framed the whole book as if it was my first date with Hannah, and I was telling her all of the stories of the people that I'd been with, and then. I at the end of the book, I then fast forward a year and I'm like, we've been together a year now. And then I just did a really nice final chapter, and I gave Hannah the first copy of the book, and it had the final page ripped out.
You told me I had to read it because my name was my name in it. So for legal reasons,
I know what's coming next.
I had to cross-check it. I got
Jessie
to the end of the book.
Next.
Yes, like, let her fucking say it, Mum.
I got to the end of the book and it was finished properly. Like, the publisher had finished the book properly, so it didn't look like a page was ripped out. I just thought, it's great. Like, well done. Like, 6 months hard work. You've done amazing. But it just ends a bit abruptly. And he was like, yeah, they're not very happy with the ending. So it's going to go back and we're going to change it. And I was like, okay, well, I'll be home in about 15 minutes. And he was like, all right. And then that's when I got home to Peckham, the flat. And I opened the door. And basically, I was hit in the face with a heat wave. There was about 150 tea lights on the floor.
Oh.
Joel had a candelabra in his hand.
Yeah.
It looked like a haunted house. It really was. It was like mad. He was like, come in. And I was like, what the hell is this? Like, I had no idea, still no idea. And he was like, sit down. And he'd like poured champagne. I took a sip of the champagne. It was flat. So you'd clearly poured it a while ago.
You'd taken longer to get there than I anticipated.
There was like dinner on the table, and it was a Pret salad turned upside down onto a plate.
It was really bad. It was so wet.
It was like a wet from lunchtime old Pret salad,
just like croutons, and just because I thought, oh, what would she want?
That's how he views me, a soggy Pret salad.
Soggy, it looked like some sort of rabbit food. It was awful.
And I was like, well, okay, yep, Joel, cool.
Did you think he'd lost his mind?
Yes. Yes. And then he'd like sort of turn around and was like, sit down. I was like, okay. And he gets out this page of this book, and I go, oh, here we go. It's the premiere of Joel's book. This is clear. This is Joel through and through. Sit down, big launch. He was in a suit and everything. I thought, okay, yep, we'll entertain this. Like, okay, cool. And then he starts reading, and it's very lovely words about me, and you're very complimentary. And then it gets to the last line, and he says, so that's why, Hannah Cooper, will you marry me? And he's down on one knee.
I think that is brilliant.
Grabs the ring.
Yeah.
There's going to be a rom-com about this.
Yeah.
Is that the ring that he got?
That's the ring.
Yeah, that's my ring.
Well, let me have a look.
Yeah.
And again.
Yeah, darling.
That's gorgeous.
I don't know how I got it right. Because, like, you love that ring. I didn't
know.
That's
why you got a Pret salad, babe.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Couldn't afford anything else.
5% off at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I want to know, all the people you wrote about, did you get hate mail from all these people you'd have relationships
not
with?
Not really. I actually, we always laugh about this. Like, every relationship I've been in, I've ended really well, and they're like, you know.
They're still friends. They all came to your wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, if I didn't stop it, they probably wouldn't.
Yeah. I don't really, like, I don't argue really. So I'm like, all my past relationships just.
So it's always, it's not you, it's me.
Yes.
Okay. You're just worried that they'll tweet about you.
Yes, yeah.
That's all you're worried about.
That too.
Okay, so that was a really, I thank you for that story. I loved it. I was here for it. I do think it could be a really good rom-com.
Yeah.
Richard Curtis, maybe you should give him a
get him on the phone.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Love it.
Music by Jessica Ware.
Jessica, yeah. So let's talk about your Last Supper. I guess we could either, you could both choose very different ones, or you could combine yours. What do you want to do?
Oh, should we have our own?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Should we have our own?
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd probably be the same, annoyingly.
Yeah, it probably would be, actually.
Let's see.
Mm. All right, you start.
It's a game of Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
Say the same thing.
Maybe we should write them down.
Okay, this is good.
Yeah, right. I think I know what I'm going to pick.
We genuinely have not discussed this, so this will be a true test of our relationship.
I think I know.
Jessie's got to get paper and pen.
Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to fold it over.
Okay.
So you're going to do whatever, but you need to fold it over, right? Okay,
start the main dessert. Drinks? Okay.
Starter,
oh my God.
Main, dessert,
oh my God.
Drink of choice.
So I need to do what I think Joel's will be.
Oh, should we do that? That's really fun.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's do
I'll
that.
Do what I think yours are. Oh no, are we divorcing if this is not right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. I think I'm done.
Okay.
Okay, got it.
All right, okay.
I don't think they're going to match.
Okay.
But what if they do?
Okay, so, Hannah, what is your starter?
That I think Joel...
No, that you would like.
Oh, I think I've got this wrong, but I think if it was our last meal on a date night, that we would pick oysters.
Oh.
You got it right.
What?
You got oysters right.
Yeah, because I wrote that down.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, no, you didn't get it right. Okay.
That is this awful.
Hang on! Did you just write what you liked?
No.
What we both like.
Right. Oh, God. This is awful.
This is awful.
Okay, screw the paper.
It's not a new ITV format.
Screw that. We're getting a divorce. We don't know each other at all.
Don't know each other.
If we were, I'm talking for us, right? Yeah. That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
I think that our starter.
Yeah.
Would be oysters, but not because we really like them, but because we think we're fancy.
We like the theatre of it.
And if I was going to die, I'd want people to think I was posh.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Croquettes, ham and cheese croquettes.
Oh, that's good.
Oh. So you forgive him?
Forgive him.
Okay. Yeah.
They're
Maine.
So good. I love it.
Maine,
I put...
3, 2, 1... Tacos,
yeah.
Oh. You hesitated.
I said it afterwards, but it did. I said it. I wrote it on the paper.
Tacos?
Yeah.
Tacos.
Minced barbecue tacos.
Minced barbecue tacos. Are they a little gusto fave?
Oh my God. We make them ourselves and we just put mince and we put this barbecue stuff on it, like peppers, onions.
It's basically a burger in a wrap.
Oh,
it's basically
so
a burger in a taco.
And then I make the guacamole.
Did you make this up?
Yeah, we made it up so good.
Okay.
We have it like once a week and it's our favourite thing in the world.
Did you mean the mince tacos?
Of course. Of course.
Not the Miami fresh
you know,
fish.
Fresh
ones
fish. No. Mango salsa.
Okay.
You know.
Not too bad. Okay, what did you think for a pudding?
Pudding.
1, 2, 3.
Cookie dough. Slim
birthday cake.
Oh,
I'm so shit at this.
Just cookie dough.
Cookie dough
is better. Yeah, cookie dough is better.
But you said cake from Tulum.
Yes.
So why did you go to Tulum on your honeymoon?
So we went to Tulum on our honeymoon and you had a birthday cake there because it was your birthday at the same time. And it was your favourite thing you've ever tasted.
You know when they give you a free birthday
That's
cake in a restaurant? In a restaurant, it honestly was the most...
I don't know
if I was drunk or whatever, but it was the best thing I'd ever tasted, which was a wonderful evening. You go home, that's it. You have that memory for the rest of your life. But somehow I turned into an absolute...
She was like,
person.
I have to have this cake again.
And I was like, I need to have it again before we leave. So we went to the same restaurant like 2 nights later and we had a whole meal just so I could try and get this birthday cake again.
Because you can imagine, right? Going
obsessed.
Back, so we had a birthday cake because it was her birthday. Yeah. And then going back 3 days later and be like, hi, it's my birthday. And they're like, You said that 3 days ago, and it's clearly not your birthday again.
But then I said, okay, it's not my birthday, but I really loved the birthday cake. Could I possibly have it as a dessert? And they said, no, you can only have it if it's your birthday.
That's so mean.
And yeah. I said, but I will pay for it. Like, I will pay it as a dessert to have us. And they said, no.
That is so ridiculous.
Ridiculous. And I said, right, I will pay the cost of two desserts if I can just have this. And
this is like a Curb episode.
There was no.
Yes, it really is.
There was no space on any table, so they moved us to the bar, and then they brought out this birthday cake,
yeah,
and they handed it to a woman down at the other end of the bar.
Motherfuckers!
So yeah. I walked up to her. She ate it.
Oh my god, she ate it. She fucking yeah. crazy. She's
I walked up to her, and I went, we'd waited an hour for this cake.
Yeah, ages.
I walked up to her, and I went, I'm really sorry, but that's my cake. And she'd already, like, eaten, like, 3-4 bites of it, and she was like, okay, And I was like, well, I don't know what I wanted her to do. I didn't
Do you want her to spit it back up?
I don't know what I wanted, but I was like, I'm really sorry.
What were you doing?
You were dying.
I was dying of embarrassment in the corner. I couldn't believe she was going so mental. She was like a rabid dog wanting like this cake. It was insane.
It was so good. You don't understand.
Did the lady give you her eating cake?
So I was like, okay. It was like
a cake off. Waited again for another one.
Yeah. Eventually it came out. It was good. It was very good. It didn't taste as good as the birthday night because I was a little bit angry by the time I got it. But then the next year for my birthday, Joel got a bake-off chef to find out the recipe, which this recipe is only available in Tulum.
It's like a famous type of Mexican cake, apparently.
So he called up the restaurant, tried to get the recipe. I wouldn't give it to him. Kept calling, trying to get it. And then Joel recreated the cake as my birthday cake in XXL size for my birthday.
And was it really good?
It was stunning.
Unbelievably
good. Oh my god, Joel, that's a great move.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's the best gift you've ever got me.
I have to say, we have had another guest who's done a similar thing.
Really?
Oh.
Ollie Murs.
I love Ollie. So that makes sense.
He did a similar thing. You're both quite romantic. Mm. He met somebody in lockdown in a car park who had been a bake-off contestant who had done a really good... what are those dogs that are the Japanese family dogs? The Shibuya ones,
yeah,
maybe?
With the cute faces.
Yeah, they look like, they're not actually that friendly.
Yeah.
Apologies, listeners. But I don't think they're that friendly, but they're beautiful. Like, look a bit like foxes.
Yeah. What's that one?
He got him to make that. So that is quite interesting.
I met this guy the same in a car park. Felt like a drug deal.
Yeah.
Because it was like pandemic time.
Wait, did Ollie say what supermarket car park?
Is this guy? Just same guy.
Around? Oh my god, is it the same
could,
guy?
Could be the same guy. Stephen, his name's from Bake Off.
I'm going to have to fucking find this out.
That would be weird.
He's just like shotting cakes. To all the fucking celebs, other half.
In a car park. Like,
that's amazing.
Yeah. You want a cake, man? I'll get you some cake. I'll get you some cake, man. You want some cake?
That's amazing.
Yeah. That was the best, Jessie, best gift.
Sorry. What was the one thing you were supposed to do?
What?
Yeah,
I've done them.
They're not cooked.
They're al dente.
They're raw.
Al dente.
It's fine. Love them a bit crispy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'm going to get... do you want me to get some plates out?
Oh, no, I've done all that, darling. It's fine.
This is classic Joel. That's what Joel does all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'll just take this call and then I'll come and help.
Hannah gets really...
Oh, I'm Joel. We're the same. Yes. Okay,
we're the cool guys.
Right.
We're the cool guys.
Yeah,
we
right.
What happens is that, like, we go to... I say, oh, let's cook together. And we go to cook together. And then I go, like... Oh, you know, I'm just going to, 5 minutes, I'm just going to have a shower because I'm just like a bit disgusting from the gym or something. And then I'll come in at the last minute and serve it. And it annoys Hannah so much because she's like, you're serving it. You're taking all of the glory, man. The
like
serving.
He'll grate the last bit of cheese or put a herb on something and then claim the whole dish was his.
I'm that person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've been doing it. I've been exploiting her for 15 series.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my god.
You're right. It's fine, I'll just keep going.
Thank you, Mum.
That's
really
nice.
That
looks so lovely.
Please can you give yourself some pak choy and broccoli and rice. Oh, it smells amazing, Mum.
This is like my perfect meal.
Really?
I love like rice on a chicken.
Great.
Vegetables.
Did the Masked Singer start in America?
Actually started in Korea.
Korea?
Mm. And it was a much simpler version. But whoever came up with it in career as a very rich man now. And then it went to America, and America bought it and made it much bigger and grander and more Americanized. And then I think we were maybe second or equal second. Germany bought it at a similar time, but now it's like in over 50 countries worldwide. It's such a... I think it's sort of played into the hands almost of that that perfect timing of the pandemic coming along, where everyone just wanted silliness. Because the news was so serious, yeah, and we were all having such a hard time around everything else. So watching this sort of silliness on TV of someone just trying to guess who's in the cottage is so simple. And I love it. I genuinely love it. And I love the thing that I get all the time is it brings families together more than any other show. And so I get a lot of adults that come up to me and say, like, there's no other show that my teenagers will watch with me, but we all watch it together as a family in the front room.
Saturday night variety.
Exactly. Yeah. And I love that. And long may it last.
Did you ever act? I mean, you went to the National Youth.
Yeah, Theatre. I did a bit. And I just was like...
there's some gems. If you want to find them, there are some absolute acting gems.
On YouTube?
Yeah, probably.
All over.
Blockbuster stores somewhere. You've been a rapper. You've been, you know, theatre product. You've done a lot of roles.
I've done a lot of bits and bobs to find where I was. I did acting because the guy I moved in with, he went to RADA and I was like, oh, this guy's so great and cool and amazing. So I started trying to be like him, really. And so I just tried to be an actor. But over the course of a couple of years of doing these auditions and things, that was why I started stand-up in the first place, was because I had such little confidence. I would go into these auditions and I would fall apart. I wouldn't be able to do my line. I would just be so nervous. I'd be shaking. The script would be shaking in my hand.
So you went to the most terrifying place and did stand-up.
I don't know why that what it says about me as a human being, but like that was my answer.
Saved it. Like, I mean, that's like mad, but that's kind of... And it helped?
Yeah, because I sort of got involved in comedy and I sort of thought, oh, well, if I do the comedy, then everything else will feel easier as a result. And so I just did that. And then I just became obsessed with comedy instead and then kind of left the acting behind and then carried on, really.
Can I ask both of you to think back to a taste that can transport you to somewhere or a smell, like something that just immediately makes you be in that place, preferably food related?
I've lost my smell. I haven't had it back for now.
No, 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from COVID.
You've lost your smell.
Yeah, so I had the initial 2 weeks taste and smell gone. Taste came back, thank God. But the smell's just never really come back properly. I get a few things. I get notes of like orange, citrusy stuff, vinegary things. But no. So that's really difficult because I love like smells. Who doesn't love smells? Like good smells.
What is the smell that you kind of long to smell?
Croissants.
I love that smell. Yeah.
So yours would be croissants. What about yours that you kind of can take you back to a holiday or a heartache?
Really good smell.
Or a taste.
One of the best things I've ever tasted in my life.
Yeah.
And I have this taste every time I have chocolate. I like pure chocolate like it's like dairy milk.
That's not pure chocolate.
Yeah.
Not pure. The best that you can have.
You mean plain, milk.
Plain chocolate. Plain. Okay. The purest of pure.
Okay.
So when I was in the jungle, you obviously have nothing for like 3 weeks, nothing at all. And you get given a treat every now and again because if you win it in like a challenge. And once we won some chocolate, and it was only enough that we have one square each. We not had any sugar. I'd had no coffee, no sugar, no, like, just rice and beans basically, and we got given this little square of chocolate each, and I'm not even exaggerating when I say I probably spent about half an hour on that
nibbling
and just nibbling
like little squirrel.
And the shoots of sugar to your brain. That's because crazy. You've been off sugar, you forget how much of a powerful drug it is. It's incredible. And it was so delicious. And I can remember that taste so vividly. I remember just sitting on this log, eating this one square of chocolate for like 20 minutes.
Did anyone else last as long as you?
And just licking at it. Yeah, oh. I think we all were just... So, you know, different people do it different ways. Don't they? Some people just like throw it straight in and swallow it down.
Some people suck
and
it.
And some people suck on it. I was just like licking it. Every now and again, I just lick a different side. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
After you got out... Because you're not a fan of chocolate
now.
But it was just so important at that moment.
Yeah.
When you got out, did you eat loads of chocolate then? Because you were like, oh, that's the thing that I loved then, or...
I weirdly ate the things that I'd had in my mind. You fantasise about food. And you fantasise about really strange things that you don't anticipate fantasising about. Like, for some reason, I couldn't get out of my brain this breakfast that this ex-girlfriend, years before, used to make for me. Right? Which Hannah doesn't make for me. No, but it's like, it was like this, she was Polish, so she would make this incredible, like, it was like scrambled eggs, but it also had onions in it, and it had tomatoes and bacon in it.
Let's just go.
Go for it. That looks amazing.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
It's chocolate.
I made it up.
Oh, nice.
But I had tasted it.
It's inspired by when she went to Coke's brasserie. It's meringue, creme fraiche with whipped cream.
And coffee.
A tiny bit of coffee essence called Camp.
Oh my God, it sounds amazing.
Is that all right?
Thank you so much.
And then some candied nuts and chocolate.
Wow. Did you ask for the recipe? Or did you just made it up? You just knew. That's good. Thank you.
Because I just worked out what was in it, and then I thought I can do this.
Have you made it for anybody else since?
I did it for a dinner party. People were.
Did that chocolate? Yeah. Did you make that? Did you melt it in with a bain-marie?
Yeah, a bit.
Did you? Because I don't know why I love saying bain-marie. It just makes me so happy when I say it.
Has this got a name?
I call it millionaire's dessert.
Ooh. Oh. Wow. Well.
Oh.
Very
nice.
Hazelnuts, candied. What do you think?
Hand glazed.
That is really good.
This is really good.
Yeah.
You guys could do this.
I often don't like things with coffee in desserts. I don't know why. But this has enough of it that it's like really sweet and delicious.
Yeah, it's not tiramisu-y.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's good, isn't it?
Thank you. Look how much is left.
It's candied hazelnuts. I just did it by melting sugar.
And pouring it in. Bing! You can be all right for your gig.
Yeah, put you up.
You can watch another episode of Survivor.
I'll be up when you get back.
Yes.
Mum, it's very good.
Very good.
Mm. Hannah and Joel, thank you so much for being on this podcast.
Such good fun.
You are such a great couple. You're such good fun. You are brilliant, and I can't believe you're about to enter a gig now.
Yeah, I feel
like... working man in ITV.
Good job I put coffee in that.
Well, I hate using this term, but they are couple goals, I'd say.
It's a bit like Belle.
Belle, what, so Joel's the beast?
No, he's not the beast at all, but the love.
Oh, it was really something to behold.
Yeah.
They are so kind to each other. Yeah. And we should learn from that.
They're very in tune, and they're in love.
Yeah.
I thought they were great fun.
They have such good fun. And we thank them for coming over.
He's very grateful for how well he's done. And he doesn't show off. He's just really pleased that he thinks he's lucky. And that was really nice.
So brilliant. Had the best anecdotes. I really enjoyed having a blind date with Hannah and Joel Cooper-Dommett.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Imagine meeting them on holiday. You'd be like, if you were on the sunbeds next to them, you'd be like,
I want to
get to the part where we're going for dinner together.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Thank you to Hannah and Joel. Such a pleasure to meet you and just listen to your brilliant stories. And we'll see you next week.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.